You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
One place where economic policy, specifically trade policy, meets real life is in the cars we drive and how they're made. Supply chains and factories in Mexico are a big part of that. And this week, major automakers and the companies that make the parts met in Mexico City to talk about their industry and try to figure out what trade policy under the Trump administration means for them. Natalie Kitoreff reports on the economy for the LA Times, and we talked to her from the conference. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit more about who is at this conference, because it's not just Mexican supply chains, but it's also the people they supply to. So who's there?
Right. So you have the big three automakers. There's Ford, GM, Fiat Chrysler, all of the Europeans as well, the Japanese car makers. I mean, you know, Mexico has become a powerhouse in car making, not just because of low labor costs, but because they've developed this very strong network of basically folks at this conference. So, you know, you have the car makers, and then you have the auto parts suppliers and the railroads that take them across the border. So it's a group of people that have enjoyed unbridled success for the last several years. You know, what will happen as Trump sort of moves to potentially renegotiate NAFTA or institute some border adjustment tax potentially remains to be seen.
What kind of conversations are they having about NAFTA or about this potential tax on imports?
Right. So, you know, there is a lot of speculation without much real information behind it about what's going to happen. I mean, ending NAFTA altogether would be a huge blow for the car makers. Trump's press secretary floated the idea of a 20% tax on Mexican imports and then walked that back. But that, they say, would really affect consumers. And the consumers, they say, are in the United States. And so, I mean, what they don't, you know, add is that that would probably also affect their sales, right? I mean, if people are priced out of buying basic kind of compact cars, which is generally what's made here, although there are also pickups here, that will hit their bottom line too. That'll hit their profits. So a lot of speculation. There was someone at the conference this week who, his name's Al Zapanta. He is in consideration to be the U.S. ambassador to Mexico. And he struck a really positive note. He has met with Trump, he says, and, you know, his sense is that Trump is a negotiator and that he likes to go into meetings and feel as if he's making a deal, and that the 20% figure is, you know, the opening salvo in what will be a long kind of negotiation process that is sort of already beginning. The other executives weren't so sure if they should follow his lead. So again, like with everything these days, no one really knows how to respond.
A lot of the conversations around this issue have focused on jobs in Mexico and things that are shipped out of Mexico. I want to flip that around for a second. Are there American jobs on the line if we see some of these tax policies or some more sort of protectionist policies in general instituted?
Yeah, there are a lot of U.S. jobs that are intricately tied to trade with Mexico, to the cars that flow across the border. And, you know, we're not just talking about sales jobs in the U.S. Or, you know, parts making jobs. We're talking about railroad jobs, trucking jobs, you know, a lot of blue collar kind of employment here that is really, you know, we're just talking about bringing the actual product over. There are also, though, manufacturing jobs in the United States that are tied to the work that's done in Mexico. And that's because, you know, Mexican cars are not actually entirely Mexican. of the cars that we imported from Mexico in 2015, 40% of the contents were made by Americans. And so you can imagine, I mean, stanching the flow of cars that contain 40% American parts across the border would most certainly affect American jobs.
You cover the economy. You focus a lot on manufacturing. What do you think that the general American audience doesn't see, doesn't hear about these debates that you're able to see from this moment being in Mexico City?
I think there's two things. I mean, the first thing I would say is the point about the relationship, the ties that we have. You know, cars don't get made in one factory in Michigan anymore. The supply chain globally is advanced to the point where all of the kind of advanced kind of economies have other partners that are perhaps less advanced. We're talking about, I mean, places like Japan and Germany, they're all relying on countries that are less advanced that can produce some part of the product that they also make there. And so this is happening across the globe. I mean, here at this conference, for example, some of the automakers were saying, if the Americans are worried about kind of Mexicans, quote unquote, taking their jobs, then, you know, the Germans should be up in arms. The Japanese should be up in arms. I mean, this is happening everywhere. Like, the way that these supply chains work is that a car can cross the border between the U.S. and Mexico as it's being made 5, 6, I heard 9 times. That means that, you know, the way we work and we build things now is that our jobs depend on their jobs. And the second thing I would say is automation, which, you know, automation is happening across the globe. This isn't like we're exporting 1950s America to Mexico. We are exporting 2017 American manufacturing to Mexico. And yes, people are being lifted into the middle class. And yes, there are manual labor jobs, and it is much cheaper to do in Mexico. And Americans in the Rust Belt, you know, have every right to be concerned and worried about what that means. But Mexicans are also getting totally automated factories. So the factory of today is not creating as many jobs in Mexico as it did in the U.S. in 1950.
Natalie Kitroev, who covers economics for the LA Times, who is speaking to me from Mexico City. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.